Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Diane Campbell, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, September 10th, 1834, the Barbadian newspaper reported on discussion in the House of Assembly regarding a message from the governor related to children under the age of six. The governor pointed to the inefficiency of the 30th clause of the Emancipation Act relating to children under the age of six made free by the act. The governor requested a revision of this clause to ensure more certain provision for these children, stating that he knew of instances where the mothers and children suffered by the operation of the act. The governor complained that while some employers took care of these children in the same way as when they were enslaved, he knew of instances where many were left destitute. Members of the House expressed their disapproval of the governor's interference, accusing him of advising parents in his public address on August 1st not to bind their children as apprentices. One member observed that while children were not being fed directly by the former owners, mothers were receiving an ample allowance to feed their children, and agreed that the governor's request was tainted with mischief and impropriety. The Emancipation Act, which took effect on August 1, 1834, provided that all enslaved persons under the age of 6 years were emancipated, while the enslaved over the age of six were also freed, but required to serve as apprentices to their former owners for a period of 12 years. The period of 12 years was rationalized as a period to allow the enslaved to become accustomed to freedom, while giving slave owners enough time to adjust their economies to the presence of free wage labor. 14,000 children under the age of six were freed in 1834, and as their parents avoided offering their labor to the plantations, many employers refused to provide them with food rations, leaving this responsibility to their impoverished parents. This contributed to childhood malnourishment and high infant mortality. By 1836, the issues of child abandonment and high mortality became a major point of criticism of the apprenticeship system, leading the governor to accuse the planters of failing in their social responsibility to the children who were being used as a tool in wage negotiations with adult workers.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.